Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Thanks very much for listening to Morning Edition here on AM 580 today. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 7.95, down 10 on the open. September, 8.07, down 10 and 3 quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 7.47, down 12 on the open. September, 7.63, down 11 and a quarter. December, 7.82, down 14. July of 2009, 8.24, down 12 on the open. July corn opened at 5.89, down 9 on the open. September, 6.04, down 7. December, 6.15.5, down 10. March, 6.30, down 9. May, 6.39.5, down 8 and a quarter. July, 6.46 and a quarter, down 8 and a quarter. December of 2009, 6.08.5, down 6 and 1 half on the open. July beans open at 13.49, up 1 and a quarter on the open. Take it out to November of 2009, 13.48, up 8 and 3 quarters on the open. July soybean meal open at 334.50, down 50 on the open. August, 338, up 30. July soybean oil open at 62.40, up 20 on the open. August, 63.10, up 57. June live cattle open at 96.35, down 35 on the open. August, 101.40, down 10. August feeders open at 115.25, unchanged on the open. September, 116.10, down 70. June lean hogs open at 76.60, down 35 on the open. July, 75.60, down 37.5. And August bellies opened at 72.10, down 300 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you on this cool, crisp, sunny morning in East Central Illinois.
Brr is the word of the day, and emergence rates certainly behind schedule, which is not surprising given the fact that planting was also behind schedule. Is this old news in the trade?
Well, it maybe is old news, but when you look at your private meteorologist talking about a very healthy rainfall event this weekend and then again later on next week, it would also indicate that it is probably new news. Overnight, we did see the markets, I think 12 to 13 lower. We're only 9 lower now. And when we hear about this massive replanting in the southern Illinois, the southern half of Illinois on corn, maybe the southern third anyway, it does create some interest, and also some of that replanting is also going across the Missouri and also into Indiana. The marketplace, of course, had this sudden shockwave last night when basically, the Secretary of Agriculture, with the stroke of a pen, opened up 24 million acres of CRP to haying and grazing after August 1st. And it did create, that with lower energy prices, the shockwave to sell corn, soybeans, and wheat off to some extent last night.
So Where are the support levels then, given these new fundamentals?
We put in a lot of orders, 601 north, and the previous support was around the 606 area. As far as actually seeing a trend change on the July corn, we are in a downtrend right now. Whenever it closes below the 605 area, and that does look like that's going to happen and happen. So the trend in corn is officially lower. A couple things here that's going to be interesting. You did bring up the emergence is quite slow in corn. My opinion is that the corn crop will get planted. We will still see, 86 million acres plus. But the problem is the yield per acre is going to be the unknown, and I think that's going to haunt the bear throughout the summer.
Got to wonder if that yield is already headed toward south of 150.
Well, my opinion is, from past experience, the stands in this corn are tremendous here in the, from Oakland to Oakwood, so to speak. It's almost a perfect stand. There's a few places that just kind of makes you, scared when you look at it. But 99% of the corn looks fantabulous, as far as I'm concerned. There are some areas where the emergence isn't quite as good. That's in the south. And it's still early, and with this new triple-stack corn, the magic is still, yet to be seen. So let's don't count it out just yet, but it is a reason to be concerned.
What about the soybean emergence? Too early to worry at this point?
Well, the no-till beans are a struggle to get planted, and the conventional till is getting planted in pretty good shape here north, and from here south it's quite wet. My general impression is the door is still open as far as planting dates are concerned. What my experience has been is whenever you have a delayed plant on beans, it usually means lower yields there, even to a greater extent than even the corn. And those years where we've struggled to get corn planted and beans planted, the yields and beans just don't get the home runs. And, it's the new modern time date is, to get that bean planted from May 1st to May 10th is for those real good yields. So we are probably losing bean yields as well on this later plant.
Yeah, the top five soybean-producing states on emerged levels is 8.4 versus 38.2 as of last Sunday. To what degree do you think that crude oil is attached to the soybeans at this point?
Well, it's attached to everything, mm-hmm. and more to corn. And if I think the buzzword in this bean oil, it turns into a at 130 equates to 60-cent soybean oil. So I think that's the ratio where it's profitable again. Back to the bean thing once again is that the bean demand, export demand, seems to be a little better than what the USDA is indicating. There's a feeling in the industry that we're not going to see an acreage explosion out of South America. And, of course, the export sales from Argentine farmers has been slowed because of their day-on, day-off strike. Their government seems to be in shambles as far as negotiating with the farmer, raising capital, and their Argentine peso is in shambles as far as a credible currency. So they have major expansions, probably won't expand many acres next year, and that even puts the burden of planting more acres on the U.S. To a high degree next year.
Do you think crude oil prices are going to set back over the next month or so?
Oh, I don't think very much. I think that's wishful thinking for people to say it's a high. I personally even put a buy order in on a major oil company this morning, hoping to snag it on the dip this morning. So I think it's wishful thinking to talk about crude oil at $100 a barrel, but, you know, stranger things have happened.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Let's look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today. He says in the north and central sections, partly to mostly sunny. In the south, mostly cloudy. Highs ranging from 55 along the Chicago lakefront to 75 degrees in the far south. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows of 38 in northeastern Indiana to 54 in far southern Illinois. Tomorrow, in northern Illinois, partly sunny with a chance for a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny. Highs ranging from 62 along the lakefront to around 80 in the far south. Widespread showers and thunderstorms are expected across the northern third of Illinois and Indiana on Friday, with scattered thunderstorms developing farther south during the afternoon. And showers and thunderstorms are expected on Friday night as well, with a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms likely on Saturday. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.